I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing.
Hawk-hood.
The afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. You know that theme song, and you know who's on our super secret hotline. It is 1/3 of the Courage Boys in the morning. It is Marconi winning George Dunham. Hi, Jub.
Hey, sweet spot.
What's our what are we up to this Tuesday?
Man, I got nothing.
Okay.
No frozen awesomes?
Yeah.
No, nothing good. I'm about to go out and do yard work.
Okay. That's good.
Sounds like you could use some frozen awesomes during yard work.
Nah, you got to operate the riding lawnmower, I assume. You
yeah,
don't want to be too
weed eater. You don't want to do that. You don't want to all of a sudden have that hit you in the crotch.
So how's it being back in the saddle of morning drive after a 3-week respite?
It's been good. I still feel rested, but I have to tell you, 2 days in, I can't believe this is our schedule.
It's like you forget, right?
We did it for 5 days, and we can't believe you guys have done this since, what, 30-something years, a million years.
A million years. Might as well have been a million years. But, no, it's good to be back, and looking forward to seeing you guys at training camp.
Yeah.
I saw Sean briefly this morning.
That's right.
But see, I was so tired that I couldn't even stay around and talk. Usually I would like to stay around and say, hey, what's up? And we talk baseball or something. But you were too busy talking baseball with Gordo.
That's true. Yeah, Gordo actually, he took a photo last night. And Mino, we assumed he left right after he took that photo of his nice seats behind a home plate. But apparently he and his friends stayed till the end of the game, which was kind of surprising considering what time you guys wake up to do the show.
I know. It was absolutely shocking. He was threatening to go to the game yesterday. Of course, you know, if he could get tickets, and he did. And, yeah, he took some family friends there, and he stayed for the whole thing, stayed for the extra innings.
So you guys briefly brought up something during that segment that kind of caught my attention because I do the same thing, and I never really thought about it, but we all enjoy peanuts at baseball games. Peanuts, Buzz. And I noticed at the old ballpark, you know, you would peel the peanut and then you'd kind of just drop it on the ground. Yeah. And that's just how baseball go. That's what we do. But at the new ballpark, when the roof is closed and at Mavs games or at a Stars game, I don't like to drop the shells on the ground.
I know. It feels weird if you're indoors. But you just got to act like you're at one of those wacky restaurants that let you do that.
Where you just throw it on the floor. Like they encourage you to throw it on the floor.
Like, we all feel that way? Because I won't drop them on the ground there, even though they're all going to get cleaned up eventually. Just because you're outside, they don't evaporate. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But
yeah.
Is it okay?
No, I think it is just the indoors thing. It just makes you feel, weird about it. And no, it's like we were talking this morning. They, you know, they have leaf blowers there, too, and they just blow it all to a magic dustbin somewhere.
Yeah, it's if I'm the first person to do it, I don't do it. Even outdoors, but at the old ballpark, everyone was doing it, and it was messy everywhere. So it's like, okay, this is fine. It'll probably just stay here all season. They'll pick it up at some point, but the new ballpark,
you know,
it's just too clean.
Really wild about last night's game for Gordo. He went with some family friends from the Netherlands.
Oh.
And there was the girl was 17, and she's a big softball fan, so she knew, you know, a little bit about American baseball. She had to explain to Gordo what was going on in the extra innings where there's a runner at second base.
They call this guy a zombie over here. He just kind of shows up.
Zombie.
You know, in the
Gordo,
Netherlands.
Yeah, then he remembered us, you know, talking about it the last few years. He goes, oh, okay, yeah, the ghost. Okay, yeah, got it. All right.
They call it honkball in the Netherlands. Did you know that, George?
That's really?
What
the Dutch call it. Honkball.
Honkball. I don't know. Just, it's what they call baseball, is honkball.
Because you run to first and then grab a boob.
You just grab one.
Balls.
Usually you get to second when that's the case.
Or a ball.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't that great if, it'd be great if you get washed and say that's the way honkball goes?
I think that's why you had to step down as a manager.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Golly, look at
Lina. We love Wash.
You're diamond talk now.
We love Wash.
Be nice to Wash. Let's go.
He's our friend.
Oh, man, that was funny.
I think Monty has a question for
you.
Yeah,
so it's something that y'all brought up this morning, and I'm kind of curious if we can come to maybe some sort of agreement here on how this would work. But y'all were talking about Shaq selling his house around here. Yeah. Maybe buying a new one. And y'all started talking about how he goes to the bathroom.
Hmm. One
we
or two.
I wondered if he had a regular size toilet.
Right.
That is a legitimate question.
Or if he's sitting on, yeah, something, like if he's sitting in a kiddie pool every time. And yeah, you were talking about he needs some kind of turbo pipes to flush whatever he's got down completely.
I just said if I bought that house, I would have the pipes inspected.
But I've just been thinking about logistically all day, like how does Shaq ever, and he probably takes so many flights, both domestically and internationally, how the hell does he go to the bathroom? Like, there's
know.
No way, or Yao Ming from China to the U.S. and back. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they could go in one of those little plane laboratories. There's no way.
So then what do they do?
I think they've just trained their body to not do it often. Like, Ham never goes up here. He never even goes number one at the station. Like, I think when you're that big and you're that limited and you just physically can't use a 7-Eleven bathroom, like, you just...
But you have to train your body like that,
yeah, but
right?
He's been doing this for years.
I'm an athlete.
But at some point, Shaq had to blast off into a Biscoff wrapper.
I'm sure he has. As we all have.
Okay. But I can attest, as you get older, that gets more difficult to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't have any control back there.
Shaq's getting older.
Okay, no, it's not that bad. But I mean, I'm just saying, Shaq's in his 50s now, right?
Yeah.
He would bring the plane down if he had to run to the bathroom because it was dripping down his
emergency
leg.
Landing.
Yeah, I don't see how. And then, but then Gordo said that if they had a private plane, that they have bigger bathrooms. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You would imagine if it's a private jet, there's got to be like a little bit more leg room in the lavatory, right? There's got to be.
But Shaq amount of leg room?
Nah, maybe not.
Now I'm going to have to
custom made for former centers.
But yeah, it doesn't even have to be in an airplane. It could be like you said. I mean, just your normal run-of-the-mill porta-potty or, yeah, like restaurant bathroom. Those aren't always – I even have trouble with those sometimes. I'm not nearly as tall or anything as he is.
Now, what would be more trouble, Shaq using the regular size potty that's too small for him or a very little person using a regular size potty that's way too big? Because I feel like that would be even more difficult.
Like they'd fall in.
Because you'd just fall in. Like Shaq might break the bathroom.
Okay. Speaking of kiddie pool.
Like when – you're potty training your kids. I guess it was a little scary that they may fall in, but that seems more doable than Shaq taking that deep of a squat. Because, and then we had some source that told us that in his house that Shaq has regular toilets.
Okay, he's got to have a bigger seat than normal, because I'm looking online
here.
Well,
that's what I thought, too, but we were told by a source that he does not.
Dude, I'm looking at the Big John original bariatric toilet seat, which has a 1,200-pound weight capacity.
Hey, guys, Monty here.
You would have to retrofit your toilet situation if you're Shaq with stuff like this.
But he couldn't do that until he became a big-time guy. It took him a while.
Yeah.
First contract, he went and got a Big John.
You think he made LSU give him a new toilet?
Yeah. Probably. Dale Brown had to do live spots for Big John.
Yeah, he probably just did air squats and just hovered until he could make money for the big toilet.
He literally had to make bombing runs until my hovering.
And until then, he had to go in the Homer bucket outside.
Is that bingo for Monty? I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, what was I supposed to watch over vacation because I didn't?
Gone Fishing? Was that the one?
Yeah, Gone Fishing.
We didn't watch it either. It's okay.
Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Walk Hard, yeah. That should be number one.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that soon.
Okay.
Maybe like next month. So we got football coming up and a lot of stuff.
We do have football coming up. All right. I feel bad. Oh, crap. I was supposed to watch Gone Fishing. And I was looking forward to it because my middle son, who's now a coach, loved Gone Fishing. That was out in the Sandlot were his go-tos.
Okay. Well, find that VHS. Let's get her done.
Are those worth something now?
VHS tapes?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I heard they kind of were if you have the right movie.
Like what?
No, like popular movies. If you still had those on VHS, they were worth something.
Huh.
Yeah, I doubt Gone Fishing is worth much.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
Air Bud. Oh, man.
All right, Giorgio.
Glad to be back.
Good to see you this morning. Good to talk to you now. And who knows? Maybe the next time we talk is out on the tennis courts.
I hope so.
All right. Love you.
I hope so very much.
Daddy says hi.
Yeah, Daddy says hey. Says to call you.
Okay. I'll call you.
Oh, man.
There goes Daddy, and there goes George.